all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Everyone, this is Colby from Daytime After Dark. Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect, man.
Hi, everyone. It's Colby from Daytime After Dark. I'm sorry about that. The music kind of went crazy. Tonight we are interviewing one of my favorite ladies in daytime, and I'm still totally ticked off that they are gonna that you know summer's time and days of our life is coming to an end because I have fell in love with summer and in love with Marie Wilson all over again, and So, and everyone you know from Post Office Dental Hospital, at the Ratoon, and I got to ask her about the beat goes on with Sunny and Steele, story, Marie, and, oh, and she was also on Days as Bree, earlier, last year. So, let's just welcome, Marie Wilson.
Hi, everyone.
You know, you're one of my favorite people I interview, and I'm in love with Summer. I thought when you first came on, I'm like, okay, you better stay away from my Brady, because Brady and Tweets are actually happy for a moment. But, yeah, I mean, but when I found out you were Daniel's twin, I did not see that one coming. When it first came out, I'm like, no, come on. How can a woman forget she gave birth to twins? Because Daniel and you were twins, right? Isn't that what they, you know, am I right on this or am I wrong?
I don't think we were twins, but we were sister and brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I love it, and, you know, I wish you got to work with Song Christian. He's amazing.
I think
you guys would have been amazing character-wise as brother and sister. And the other day, I know you taped everything 6 months ago, but the other day when you were talking to Victor, and I'm like, okay, Victor, be nice this summer. You know, she's not perfect, no one is. Okay, so secure the guy and have Brady help her. Okay, but, you know, just forget about that. I love seeing you and John Aniston working together because, you know, you both love Greeks, and I think both of you are Greek, right?
Yes, we are. That's funny, yes. We have that in common.
And how he ended up working with, you know, my Victor. I mean, I know he's not mine, but, you know. How is it for you working, you know,
with
John Aniston? Yeah.
He's fun to work with, you know. He has this very laid-back kind of personality. And then, much like his character, you know, he has the best lines on our show
the
time. So he always, you know, he's quiet and sitting by himself, and then he throws out this line, and we all turn and just crack up laughing. And that's kind of how he is, too. He's just very chill and laid back, and then he would say something, and we all just crack up laughing because he's just so funny, and the way he delivers, you know, these lines is just hysterical. So he's very much like that. He's hilarious.
Oh, good. I mean, no, I've loved him since day one when I was little and I was supposed to be taken out, but my grandma was watching, and I will never forget. Caroline goes, you can't ask the beau. He's your son. And then it went off. That is one of the best Cliffhanger Friday, I have seen. But mm-hmm. so the fans would like to help you. We want to get you back on dates. We think this writing
nice.
You out is the wrong thing when I heard about it. Oh, I was not happy. And I couldn't go on Facebook for almost 3 hours because I thought I would really, you know, say really bad things by now, so I didn't do it. But none of us is understanding why. You know, you are so talented. And do you know when your last air date is, or have they told you that?
I do know when it is, but I'm not allowed to discuss it yet until publicity tells me I can't.
Totally.
I have to honor their wishes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I just think,
But I'm still
on
for a little bit, a little while, because we have shot so far in advance. So, I'll still be airing for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I was talking to James Leonard last month, and he said it gets very confusing for you guys. You shoot this thing 6 months ago,
yes.
And since I know every character by heart, I was grilling him, and he goes, Carly, I don't remember that. It was 6 months ago. And I go,
so true.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I wanted your opinion on because, you know, you've been on a lot of soaps, as the routine and Zeno Hospital and
Poor Child.
Nowadays, as the routines. How is it with the, do you feel weird that they taped so much in advance? Oh, are you okay with that? Or how do you feel about that?
I was really surprised and impressed, actually, that they are so ahead of the game and so on top of their game. I don't know. I haven't worked with any other soap in the past that has been that far in advance, schedule-wise. So I was that kind of threw me off a little bit. And yeah, the hardest thing with that is you can't remember because you shoot so much and so much happens. You can't really remember specifically every detail. Obviously, you know the general storyline, but, when it comes to details way back, it's a little tricky. And you're like, I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't blame you guys. I was giving Jane Brenner a hard time. I'm like, come on. He goes, Carly, can you remember what you did 6 months ago? I'm like, yes, because I have this stupid photographic memory that I remember everything.
That's good.
Yeah. And everyone is enjoying your character of Summer. And my question is, I love... you were working with Zodi. I never can say his last name well, but Zodi was on our show just a little while ago.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is so sweet and so nice.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I'm hoping you guys will just hook up for a one-night stand. Only I'm saying this because I think it would be hot and someone needs some action. And it's not with Brady, so... I would be okay with that. One more thing I'll say you could, have a one-night stand with is Dustin Kiriakis, Vic Stu's nephew, and that is played by the wonderful Wally Cruz.
Which
I'm sure you've known for years, right? Because he was on As the Ratoons.
Exactly,
and,
I
would love seeing that. I would just... I would love to see, you get a little accent. I think that would be really good.
There's tons of great ideas, and it's really up to the writers, whatever they want mm-hmm. to do. But, yeah, there's lots of many different directions and fun storylines that they could create. So it's really up to them what inspires them and what... what direction they choose.
I totally agree with that. And when, you know, I was watching last, no, Friday I watched the whole week at once,
okay.
Sunday nights, because I cannot deal with cliffhangers. They make me go a little. And,
I do that, too. I do marathon watching,
hell,
too.
Yeah. What are your favorite binge-watching shows that you have right now?
I'm sorry,
Do you have any binge? You know, I figured out this whole binge-watching thing about 3 months ago. That you can just binge-watch the show after the show. And that's what I've been doing with Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Law and Order, SUV.
That's a good idea.
You know, so is there any?
I have shows that I watch.
So, is there one? Is your favorite TV shows, or do you not have many favorite TV shows?
You know what? I've been watching. I don't have just one because there's so many great shows on air right now. There's so many good ones. I know it depends what mood I'm in. I was going through a phase where I watched all of Scandal. Scandal was so great with Kerry Washington. That was so good. My God, I couldn't stop watching it. Right now, I'm starting to do House of Cards, so I'm. You call it binge watching. I call it marathon watching, which is
I mean,
because it's
you know
a long
because
one.
I made the mistake of doing with Full House. I was so excited. 25 years Full House is back on. So,
yes, that must be fun.
The second week that it was on Netflix. What do? I have tons of soap. I have tons of prime time so the catch up on, and I end up watching Full House in one sitting. And now I regret that because I'm just, like, waiting for season two. And, I should have been watched, like, 2 months, a month, oh, maybe 3 weeks before they came back. And, you know, that's what I, you know, that's what I've always been curious about. Actors, they go home, you know, and get in your PJs and this been watched thing because it's like a really, 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 really good, you know, storyline. I could see you actually on Scandal. I could see you on Scandal. And I could see you on NCIS and all of that. And with you being on Dave's Trice, Do you think someone's going to walk up to you in Salem and go, you're not someone, you're a Bree. Like, I mean, you know, you always does ring it, you know, and I'm like thinking.
Well, I'm back to my dark hair color, so I do look more like Bree now than Summer, so it depends.
And you probably know that Daniel Kozgov is back on Dave's. Waving havoc into my poor Hope's life, but but I love you as Bree, but I think I love you more as Summer, because I feel with Bree, you were just in there, to warn Hope about Aiden, but this, you are in a meeting storyline. The soap god that they gave you, Susan Rogers as your mother. Now, that is incredible because I love Susan Rogers.
I love Susan. She's amazing.
So how is it working with her? Because you guys have a good and a great on-screen...
like chemistry?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Suzanne Rogers would have great chemistry with anybody because she's just an amazing person. She is just so lovely and open-hearted and just warm, and she just makes you feel very comfortable and at ease to work with her. And, watching her work kind of inspired me to, bump my work up a level. So she really, motivated me to do even better work than, she just made me strive for better. And she's just lovely to work with. She's just a great person inside and out. So I was very fortunate. And I'm glad I got to work with her as Summer and as her daughter, because Summer is such a great character. I mean, she has so mm-hmm. many issues that she's dealing with, and you know, that would add so many levels and great stuff to their relationship. So, yeah, it's fun. It's fun working with her.
Well, yeah, and you know, and I know Victor and Teresa are both getting you investigated because
yes.
they don't trust them all. And if you think about, okay, they kind of have a reason. This woman
yeah.
came out of nowhere. You know, and the part that the audience could not buy for Daniel not to tell Brady this was going on, like, you know, him and Brady are like BFFs. So
yes.
for Brady not know until the whole city and everything, that was a little hard sell for me. I'm like, wait. So Daniel knew this for a couple of years and didn't say anything to anyone. Shame on you, Daniel. But I love how you and Eric Mazoff are, you know, doing the whole Brady and Summer thing, because he's trying to save you. He is
yeah.
trying to save you from yourself.
Well,
and,
he's the hero. He's always the hero.
Well, yeah, and how is it working with Zen Lily? Because I love her. She's so cute. And she bakes. She bakes a lot right here, so, you know.
She does. She
that's
bakes
good.
A lot. She makes lots of goodies. she's lovely. Jen is you know, I lucked out working with Eric and Jen and Ari, who's also
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Oh yeah, I love
been,
you and Ari too.
Ari's great also. They're just like really cool, down to earth people. So I really lucked out to be you know, in their storyline. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you and Ollie are really kind of, you know, fun together. And I'm like, Nicole,
yeah.
be nice for like a second, maybe. Also, Summer a job with you and Tweet said a little fashion thing. And then
yes.
I thought about, no, bad idea, because Teresa might be having a loaded gun that day. And, you know, because, you know, Teresa feels like, I finally got the man that I want, and here Summer is with,
yeah.
You know.
She feels a little threatened.
Yeah, because of, you know, because the Daniel and Brady relationship will, for me, always stand the test of time, because not only they were, you know, best friends, well, they were kind of related, and
uh-huh.
I still think, and everyone wants to say I'm wrong, but I'm right, I still think... Summer and Daniel is Victor's kids, because he owned the sperm clinic way back. And I still, every time I look at you two, I'm looking at Zahn Annis and Faisa, I'm looking at you, I'm like, yeah, they could pass for father and daughter.
Yeah.
Has anyone brought that up to you besides, you know, me being crazy? Has anyone ever said that to you?
Not yet. You're the first.
Well, because I do my homework, I really, really, you know, I think that would be a great twist, you know, at the, you know, great twist of, oh, you end up being Victor's daughter too. That would be really, really interesting, because then he has to be a little more nicer to you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. And
that would
I
really
this,
throw him off.
Yeah, and I know this year, I mean, I'm on Zeno Hospital. I'm sure you're not watching. Did you watch the soaps when, like, you are in your dressing room bored half to death? Or what do you do in your dressing room?
You know what? Because all soaps are so fast-paced, we were rehearsing all the time, because as soon as you finish rehearsing, it seems you're up and ready to shoot. So there's not that much time besides getting hair and makeup done and then changing and then rehearsing and then you're up, you know, because there is so much to shoot during the day. So there's not much hanging around time unless, you know, there are some scenes that involve stunt work, which takes a little bit extra time. But on the most part, everything runs very smoothly and pretty fast-paced. So there's not much time to just hang around and be bored.
Well, yeah, because the reason why I brought that up, the Nurses Ball is on Zeno Hospital this week, and I cannot wait.
That's right.
I'm trying to remember, you took over the character, were you ever in the Nurses Ball?
I never took part in the Nurses Ball.
Okay.
I never was in it. I always watched, but I was never in it. No, I guess Karen was busy working.
Well, yeah, and I laugh all the time because, you know, they said that Karen died post solids, but when it comes to General Hospital, like 2 months ago, like Scotty goes, you know, I have to call my daughter Karen, and I'm like.
What? Did they forget?
I'm looking at the screen with, Ken, and I'm like, why is he even saying that? But I just thought, you should know that some people think you're alive, and some people think, you know, you're dead on the hospital.
Interesting.
And,
that's very funny.
I know. And when Post Solids was coming to a close, did you steal anything from the set?
I'm sorry. I got a beep on the phone.
Did you steal anything? Yeah. Did you steal, like, a lamp that was really cool in your dressing room?
Oh, no.
You didn't?
No,
well,
nothing.
I mean, you could be balling it, I think. And, I know.
And
we better take calls because I know, you know, this is a fast, you know, you have to go soon. So, would you mind taking, like, two?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, three. Yeah,
of
okay,
course.
Let me. Let's see. Which one of the boys am I going to be nicer to tonight? I know. Powell. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, it's Bobby.
Yeah,
hey,
we
Bobby,
talked last
how you
night,
doing again?
Fine. We talked last night when you was on Missy and Brandon's talk show last night.
That's right.
And it was a pleasure. And I do want to say right now that not that much that I want to say that I haven't said yesterday other than you have my number in case you want to just surprise me on my birthday, which is June 8th.
Well, if I tell you, then it won't be a surprise, will it?
Well, look, I'll just wait. And if I see, but here's the thing: if I find out that I get Los Angeles area code, first of all, I'm going to treat it like a telemarketer. Unless you tell me that you're Marie Wilson Summer from Days of Our Lives, because if somebody else is not Marie Wilson Summer from Days of Our Lives, I'll just treat it as a telemarketer. And I just hope to the Lord that you're not going to be one of those morning talk show radio. People where they prank call you and set you up. I just hope I'm not being set up for that. I figure this is just an easy way since you set up Jen and Eric on Missy and Brandon's show last month when I was on hold to talk to them but I figure this might be just a little bit of a revenge thing. But don't tell Eric and Jen about this three-way prank call. It's just between you and me.
Okay.
But
hopefully
anyway.
They're not listening.
Yeah, I remember what happened last time when they came on. You ended up just disrupting the show and causing technical problems. But like Missy said last night, this sometimes happens. But
it happens.
Yeah, it does.
If I can give a shout out to Missy and Brandon right quick, they're welcome to call into our show anytime. And that's
there we
went.
Go.
But,
yeah, they
but,
so. Bobby, do you have any other thing to say, sweetie? Because I'm... You know,
well,
I have to do this.
Well, I just want to say one more thing to Marie. As I said last night, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, as I said last night, I hope that maybe you can probably return back to General Hospital as Karen, because I know they killed you off of Port Charles a few months before they let everybody go, particularly with Michael over to One Life Live, and then later to reunite with Kelly on GH and everything else. But I hope that they can actually have you back on the show, because if
half the people think I'm still alive, anything is possible, I guess.
Right. Or better yet, I would love to see you and Thornton work together again on Bold and Beautiful. Maybe throw a wrench into Caroline's little relationship with him over and everything. Maybe just I mean, I love Lindsay Godfrey for all my heart, and she's a sweet person. I would just think that would be a dream cat fight, your character going up against her over Ridge.
That would be fun too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be.
Whatever happened to you in the next few months, I'll definitely we'll keep in mind, and hopefully I'll see a lot more of you before the Olympic break on Days, and we'll keep in touch through Facebook and maybe text us and phones and stuff like that.
Sounds good.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Bobby, I will put you on hold, buddy.
Okay, Bobby, talk to you soon.
Carly.
Bobby, I will get back to you in a minute after the calls. David, you on the air?
I'm weak. How you doing?
Good. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. My question is, what has been your favorite storyline of all soaps you've been on?
Oh, my gosh. That's a big question. My favorite storyline?
Yeah.
My favorite storyline from Port Charles, I would say, was the time in a bottle when we went back in time and we got to play dress up and do all that fun
time.
Stuff.
That's my favorite one too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, and it's always fun when you're playing a different character. I know As the World Turns did that too, and I got to play Beauty and the Beast. I played Beauty when we just get to do fantasy kind of scenes, so that's always fun to kind of do something different out of your element. So those are always fun to do.
And what was like the shooting a beach scene at when you first started? When Eric met you on the beach, you do your stunt.
The beach scene was a little frightening because those waves were really high and powerful, and I was a little concerned, but we got through it and we did it in one take, and I was very happy. I was happy it was also over.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing a good job at summer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David.
Yeah,
oh, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, buddy. Okay, and Dr. David, you're on the line. Hey,
hello,
David.
Hello, Carly.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, life goes on. Hold on a second, would you?
Sure.
David?
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to do three things at once, and my phone and my dinner is one of them. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. You're multitasking.
Well, I have to, yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah, well, I've been sort of doing that all day long, so this is like the end of it for the day. My question for you is, which is better, playing back as a previously established character that you haven't played in a few years, or creating a whole new one? Which is better for you?
Well, there's good and bad sides to either or, but it's always fun when you get to create a new one, only because you could put your spin on it and create your own little nuances and characteristics and personalities to the character. Where, playing a character that you're taking over, you kind of hope that the audience will like you as much as the last character, which is a little bit more pressure. But, it's also more challenging, and it's always great when it does work out and the fans love it. So it's very gratifying. But, yeah, doing a whole new character and creating it from scratch as your own is kind of special.
How much control do you get in with the creating of a new character? Do you speak to the writers or say, you know, this is what I'm thinking?
David, that's your last question.
Well, it's a team effort. So, you know, obviously the writers have a idea of what they want, and you know, you throw ideas back and forth, and you're talking with each other, and the way they see it, the way, you know, I throw in some ideas. But basically, yeah, the writers have what they have in mind, and then you just make suggestions and come up with ideas, and together you create something magical, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, David, I will put you back on hold. And, Moe, we would love to have you back on, you know, maybe when, you know, it draws Moe to, you know, the, you know, air date that you know about. And I totally respect that you cannot tell us now. But, yeah, we would love to have you back on.
Oh, I would love to be back on. And as soon as I get the go-ahead and I'm allowed to say when the air date is, I will let you know, definitely.
Well, yeah, and I was watching that Sunny and Phil movie the other day, and at first I didn't even know you were in it. And then I'm also like, that's Moe. That is Moe. And, you know, so yes.
That was
a
wild
really time. Good movie. It was a really good movie.
It was really well done, yeah. Yeah. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Well, have a good night, because I know, you know, you have
to
go. But
it's mom duties now.
and, you know, and you don't want to be late for your kids, because my mom was always late, and I'm not talking 5 or 10 minutes. I'm talking like an hour and a half late.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I know. And I would be in school. I'm like, why isn't anyone picking me up? And the office closed, and I'm like trying to find, you know, quarters or anything. And I couldn't find quarters, so I called. I found a payphone, and I called home collect. And my mom goes, why are you calling me? I go, because I'm still at school. And she goes, oh, crap, that's right. Because, you know, I will, you know, let my mom off on this because she did have 4 kids. So, you know, keeping track of all of us. Yeah. And, you and your daughter are so cute. I saw you guys in I think it was Soap Opera Died. That's the one of
the Mother's
so
Day
cute.
Issue. Yes, she.
Yes,
she's
I love
adult.
That. I thought it was really well done.
She's my sweetheart.
Okay. Well. Oh yeah. We would love to have you back and have a great night.
Okay. You too. Thanks, everybody.
Oh yeah. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Everyone, that was Marie Wilson. And we are only going to have a couple minutes of overtime because hi guys. Special announcement for tomorrow. We will have Felix Mark Samuel on the show tomorrow one, and Maggie and I will be asking the question, but if any of you boys want to ask them anything, David and Bobby, tweet me tonight. Email, Facebook me what you will want to ask him tomorrow.
Well, that's okay, Carly. I wanted to just actually call in to just ask him a few questions, but I'm probably not going to be able to tomorrow because I got to work.
Okay, who said that? David, why did you say that?
No, I took a bite of my pizza. It's so damn good. It's awesome.
Wait, where did you get it from?
Where in Rochelle?
Oh, okay, well, no. Guess what happened to me? 2 weeks ago, I ordered a pizza from Domino's because I, you know, David, you know, kind of, you know, told me about it. So I did. So I ordered it, and it comes back burnt. I called the place, and the guy's like, "Well, we will get you a new one." Okay, so I'm like way up in my apartment. The idiot driver called me and goes, "I cannot find your address." And I go, I'm up the road, take a left. And then he just left the second pizza in the leasing office. And I called my leasing office, and, you know, I had a look at the pizza, and it was again burnt. And at first they were not going to refund me because, you know, they thought I ate it, but I never ate it. And so, you know, I'm just saying, I know a lot of people, you know, like Domino's, I just will never order. You know, I will never, you know.
Well, you know, the best thing, this is why when I order pizza, I usually order carry out. This way I can go there, open up right there, and if something's wrong, I can get it fixed right away.
Well, yeah, and so then Friday, we have this restaurant called Tony Maroney's. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's another pizza place. It's like an Italian place, and I ordered the best damn calzone ever. Oh my God, that calzone was so good. So, and I have a little leftover tonight, and then probably Friday I will order maybe two because, okay, this is what I need to talk to you guys about. Okay, is anyone going out of town next weekend?
Well, I'm just going to just stay home, but I do have a reunion this weekend to attend to.
Okay, what about the two other Davis?
So I'm going to stay home. I'll catch up my shows.
I'm pretty much going
Yeah, that's what I'm doing all weekend. We might have a show Friday. I will let you know, you guys. It is Carly's been having a really hard time right now, and Maggie is not feeling well at the moment, and that's why she wasn't on tonight. And everyone just you know, think really good thoughts about Maggie. And I know she really was hoping to come on tonight, but, you know, I just need her rest. So that's going on, and I'm still mad about Castle and Nashville. What did you guys think of that really quick?
Well,
one at a time. Bobby, you go first.
Okay, well, I was very surprised with what happened with Nashville because the first question that went through my head was, and I know you're probably going to say this, is what will happen with Hayden and Jonathan? I mean, they're great actors, but the way I look at Jonathan is I don't know if he wants to return back to General Hospital as Lucky or move on. I think he wants to move on. And the same holds true with Hayden. She wants to do another soap or move on.
Well, I think Jonathan Jackson going back to General Hospital would be a good thing because he did a phenomenal job with his cameo appearance, and the only reason why he didn't go back full time was because of Nashville. But now that Nashville's ending, he'll have time if he wants to.
I don't see Donis and Jackson coming back right now. I don't. You know, he loved living in Nashville, so, and he had the restaurant him and Steve Butino doing, so Doing a
barbecue restaurant down in Nashville.
What?
Jonathan, isn't he a part owner of a barbecue place in Nashville?
Yes, and that's why I don't see him coming, on it. You know, I don't see him coming back for a while, and that's just my opinion, boys.
Well, I agree with you, that's what I just said.
What?
I'm watching that little cat, so I can't help me either way.
Well, yeah, okay.
I think so that the way things ended up with Castle was very interesting. I mean, I think that the ending of Castle was, I think they ended just in a good way for the fans, giving Castle and Beckett a happier ever after. But I think that was why they canceled it, because going forward with another season without, you know, with Castle on his own, after his wife were to die. That was another direction I don't think that anyone really wanted to see him go through or do. So they gave a pretty good ending for the fans. But I also think that the way the ending was portrayed, it was like this afterthought that years later they have these kids and they're happy and everything. But we don't really see how that happened. We see them.
Exactly. Shot. Yeah, and you're right.
What? Yeah, I was watching that and I was like, context, please.
Yeah.
That's the only complaint that I have about the final episode of Castle. There's very little context, and I'm hoping that they will do, or maybe they already have, but they will do a web thing that sort of explains how they survived the shooting or something.
Well,
that was like a what the heck.
Okay, so you guys, we are going to end this show right now because I want my voice to be okay for tomorrow. And like I said, if you have any more questions for Marcus Samuel, please Twitter or Facebook or text me tonight.
Okay. Well, Carly, I want to say yes before I go, is tell Marcus that I said hello, and I apologize that I couldn't get a chance to talk to him tomorrow when you talked to him. And also, I would like to say I will talk to you sometime next week because of the schedule I have on Friday with my reunion weekend and stuff. So I'll talk to you one way or another.
I will let you guys know if we'll have a show on Friday. So have a good night, everyone.
Yeah, have a good night.
Good night.
Okay,
good night.
Bye.